Blog Talk Radio.
Was the question on that show for the one session we did
was with regard to Gabby, who's the senator, or not senator, but the congresswoman from Arizona, who was shot in that attack there some months ago here, and about the question was how she was going to be doing, and we got some interesting answers. As a matter of fact, I'll just read part of it. You know, it was a 30-second run that we did, and it's basically the first one was response was I, and then I couldn't tell the word Gab, and then it was this and it was a male to start with, and then it says have him there to help Gabe test. It's a test for him for his what we believe to be his love for Gabe or something for Gabe. For Gabby. And then out of the blue, we got an EVP that says, David hates me, which sounded like another spirit just popping in, and who knows who was trucking through there. Then a woman's voice comes through, and we're not, we were supposing it might be a higher self from the congresswoman herself, I guess. They made a peach of me. And it was kind of said in a kind of a lighthearted way. And then it the mail came back, and the four remaining sentences were, they're going to be helping her. God's with Gab. And then the question had been, when this all started, the question that was posed to the spirit world was she going to return to her former job, as a congresswoman? And it said, the final saying was kind of mystical. It says, hang in there with Gabe, you'll see. And it kind of left us, kind of looking at each other going, oh, that's interesting. Anyway, we got Bob H. out there. See, Dan, of course, was the first one in. Got Frank came in right on his heels. We got Guest, 39779. You are from France. Good to see you. And we have Teresa Joe. Good to see you. Welcome aboard. And Jeannie Marie is here. Hi, Jeannie. And I played that song that you like. You weren't here to hear it, but anyway, it's on archive, so when you play it back. Anyway, the phone number tonight, we're going to be doing on-air readings. Of course, I'm a medium, so I do occasionally get it right. And so the number is 646-478-0377. We also do, we have the ovulus in front of us, and I also do some instrumental transcommunication with spirit entities, yes. And we do that with the FM radio and our tried and true patented method of bringing our friends in from the other side through that little technique with our gateway computer that's been souped up. So we got that. And it's getting busy in here, so it's good to see everybody. I, again, for those of you who just popped in, it's been some time since I've been on. Had, that shingles attack. I'd had the surgery back in December. Wasn't quite up to snuff. I thought I was ready in January to really get back to it. And then we had a whole bunch of things going on here at the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs. And then in early February, my voice decided to take a dump, and I could hardly speak, and I had a shingles attack, and it's not too uncommon after surgery. So I'm back to normal. I, after some antivirals and some other medicines and things, it's good to be back in the game. So anyway, if you feel like calling in, do so. I wish I had my regular co-host with us, but with the changes that happened over the time I was sick, Kathy Bradshaw has been doing an awful lot of hosting of other BTR hosts because of the change in the in no longer doing free shows. Everything's costing these days. That was a change that had to happen, and basically Kathy and I continue to work together, but it's going to be kind of one of those things where she's on ad hoc. So I am kind of in the market for a particular co-host. So here, we'll do a commercial here. If you feel like being a co-host on Soulstream Radio, please submit your application to the FCC. No, to John Almada here at Soulstream. Pop a message out there to Facebook here or to the Blog Talk email, and I will definitely pay attention to that. But anyway, let's see, who else do we have? Oh, Gerber Daisy TM came in, and she's got – Gerber, how did you get that icon? I mean, I've never seen you with that icon before. And if you you got to tell me how to get the icon next to your name. She's got a beautiful kind of pinkish thing with stars. I don't know what it is, but anyway, let's see, Jeannie Marie, I had login issues. Doesn't help when I forget. I know that too. I understand that. It's, you know, the real problem is you know, you tend to use one, two, or three passwords, and then you have to rotate through all of them, and then you find out you did one that you know, meaning to change it, all the other ones to that one, and you forgot it. That's not good. So anyway, no callers, so I'm just going to keep sitting here flapping lips. I do think I may be able to do just a session myself and ask a few questions of some spirits in the area. Yes. Mystic Chava is here. And see, all these people are showing up with icons now. So blog has obviously done something. And we're starting to see these icons in chat, which means there's a technique floating around. Somebody's figured out how to use these icons in chat, huh? Okay, well, we'll take care of this. We'll find out your secrets and then broadcast it to the masses. Oh, we stole them from the guests in Kathy's show today. Ah, Gerber, I see. Yeah, well, you two show up, and then everybody's got, you know, icon envy going on here. So let's see. Mystic wants to know how everybody is doing tonight. Well, the host is doing pretty good. It's good to be back on the air. And as you can hear, I have a voice, and I'm able to use it quite effectively. Studio B, very cold out there today, although I got the temperature in here to 71.6 degrees. Since I had been out of the studio for so long, I did do quite a bit of you know, preparation in here, and number one was just cleaning the place up, and the other was actually going in and doing a little bit of kind of spiritual cleansing of the place, and I also did some meditation, which is good to do. One of the things that you know, I was really getting into before I got sick was you know, daily meditation, and more importantly, just before you do readings. It's a good idea to do meditation and really get yourself settled in and really up to snuff with where you're at and being able to pull in you know, the different energies you need to when you are asked to read. And so that is something that's been I've been doing today. I got back in the saddle and back in there, and I'm going to do readings. Oh, we have a caller. Oh, my goodness. It's the first caller of February because this is my first real show of February. So I'm going to go ahead and take this call. And I believe it's, oh, goodness gracious, 817. Okay, 817, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? This is Bob.
Hey, pretty good. Who's this?
My name is Bob. I'm just outside of Dallas.
Okay, Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing great. First time listener to your show, seeing you on the chat, and felt sorry for you, man. Nobody calling in. I didn't want you to be all alone on your show, so but I'd call in and check and see how things are going to look for me. Actually, you know what? What I really want to know is a health issue with my wife, how that's going to turn out.
What is her name?
Her name is Ceci.
Her name is what?
Sissy? Yeah, that's close. It's C-E-S-S-Y.
Okay, Sissy. I think I heard Sissy.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, Sissy. All right, that's an unusual name. It's pretty.
It is. Yeah.
Would these health issues, are they? Has this been an ongoing thing? That's been a long term thing, right?
It's something very that's been going. Thing. Yes.
Is it? Is this like a? Well, the immediate thing I get is reproductive system, something around it, you know, stomach area. Is that
well,
close?
It manifests itself in her stomach and her gut. She had irritable bowel syndrome. I think a lot of what's happened is she was in a very abusive first marriage, and I think that basically she's suffering from a kind of a post-traumatic stress, a chronic fatigue. I talked to someone the other day who said that basically her soul's been shattered, so... We're talking to a shaman in this area about soul retrieval work.
Okay, well, I was in the right area. I was just and again, thank you for putting some trust in me here. It's my first time reading in quite some time, so I'm a little rusty there, my friend. But yeah, she the thing I immediately saw was in that area. Now, as far as how she's going to do, I'm just going to think about it here. I'm going to ask one more question. I mean, you talked about soul shattered. I mean, this was really, really, really a bad thing she went through with this marriage. I mean, it was horrific.
Yes, it
would
was.
Was this guy, you know, did he, like, really assault her kind of thing?
Very much so. I mean, it was pretty much 4 years of constant abuse.
Oh, boy. Her age, what? Is this late 20s, 30s, somewhere in there?
At the time, yeah, she's at 40 now.
Okay. Well, I think she's going to be battling this for another 5 years. I mean, it's a slow thing getting out of it. Your support with her is going to be all important. Just stick with it. You know, that's the big thing. This is not. It took a long time to get here. It takes a long time to get out of that. You know, and I can speak from personal experience, having been through. You know, just. You know, some of the challenges I've been through in life. And, you know, when you don't pay attention to health or you are put through incredible stress and you basically you actually prematurely age from all of that, and it causes all kinds of downstream issues. And that you sound spiritual and that you've been really paying attention to that stuff and you're really pushing at that, and it's work. So, you know, the thing I'm going to say is if you stay on the course you're on and you're pushing that and working with her, and you know, taking the shattered soul and putting super glue on it, I think it's gonna do a lot. And then just build on that, you know, and stay with it. I think you're gonna be fine. It's just gonna be a lot of work. And you know, that's what relationships are made of. You know, the glue that holds them together. So I really think you've got a better than average shot. She's it's really free will. You know, it's free will all the way. But she's she strikes me as being pretty courageous.
Yes, she is.
And yeah. She's had some, okay, recent setback just came into mind. Was there some recent setbacks or things like that? Was there some things that just kind of went south?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, the words I'm getting here, and this is her guides, is don't pay attention to that. That's just small potatoes. Don't worry about it. You know, focus on the course you're going on. Don't worry about the small stuff. We'll take care of the small stuff. That's kind of the thing they're saying. And it, you know, with regards to you, just, again, stay the course. You know, and it's affecting you, by the way. You know, and you're have you had health issues with any of this?
I have high blood pressure, but other than that, my health has been pretty good. But it's a very tiring thing. You know, you deal with a lot of just frustrations and feeling for her and hurting for her and doing the best to be supportive, and it's very tiring.
I can tell you, I understand, because you know I've got a father with recovered, you know, who had a stroke 3 years ago, and now he's at in the stages of dementia, you know. So it's every day we go through a new challenge, and it's to the point where I have learned to not let it get to me and just to put that in a box and just say that's not him, that's just the disease. And you put that away, but in her case, you know, the fortunate thing is she's all there. You know, I don't have that same thing going on with Dad. Sometimes he's there all the way, and he'll make sense, and then other times it's like you're not looking at, you know, he ain't there. But I mean, the thing is with regard to you, you're no good to anybody if you're not yourself either. So you know, know where the balance is, and to be able to give yourself permission to step back. And, you know, care for you. And that's kind of the message for you in this, is really look at it. And it's not selfish to do that, although society likes to say that. You've got to think of yourself first so you can be of service to others, you know. And that's just a basic spiritual truth. And, you know, a lot of people, in society say, oh, you know, you've got to be thinking of others. Well, yeah, but if you're dead, you know, or you're up in the hospital, you're not taking care of people. And I can tell you that because I ended up, instead of paying attention to my gallbladder, which, you know, failed in November, I ended up in an ambulance. And I was pushing it way too hard. And I couldn't take care of my family. Here I was down, you know, for a month and a month and a half. And I'm just now climbing out of the pit. So I'm just kind of warning you, you know, just take that to heart, you know, from somebody who's been down the road. So. Well, I hope that helped you.
It does. Thank you very much.
Well, God bless, my friend. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, and we got another caller. And the chat room, God, I didn't think it was going to be this good tonight. I'll be honest. I'm really touched that you guys all remembered. The chat room is filling up, and it's just kicking butt out there. I'll read off the names. Amethyst is here. Hi, Amethyst. And got Bob H. Claire Normal. Hi. Good to see you. And Dan Adams. Dan was the first guy in. Denise in Florida. Big hug to you. Frank's here. He was second guy in. We got Gerber Daisy TM. Giraffe Angel. All you guys are icons. I want an icon. Somebody tell me how to get a friggin' icon. Let's see. We have guests 3998 440352 and 40394. You're from France. And let's see. We got Jeannie Marie is there. And hello, my dear. And Mystic Shava. Priestley Marie. Hi, Priestley. Big hug to you. We're going to talk deep for Priestley. She likes my voice. And let's see. Robin 063. And we got Teresa Joe. So, hey, guys. Good to see you. Got a caller out there. Area code 401. Okay, got the broadcast computer all set up. I just clicked that. And 401, you are on the air. Welcome to Soulstream.
Peace, man. I'm just listening. I don't have the internet, if that's all right.
Okay, if you just want to listen in, no problem at all.
Thank you.
Take care, my friend. All right, so you know what? I'm so out of practice, I didn't look for the hand. So anyway, it's just great to be back. You know, a lot of stuff going on in the world. I mean, you know, the inflation, all the things that are happening that people are going through a lot of challenges right now, and you know, it could all be bad, but you know, there's good things that happen. And I wanted to share with you a couple of things that are going on here. I have gotten into, of course, metal detecting over the time I got sick, and the doctor said you've got to get out. And so I started, I bought some metal detectors, and I really got into it, and I really love it. And I was watching all the gas price issues, and the Mustang is currently in the shop and is almost totally healed. My poor baby, her name is Sarah, 2005 Mustang, and she is currently healing. And my mechanic, she's a great lady, she promised to take care of my Sarah. She put her in her own bay. So my steed is in a nice metal building, all safely tucked away tonight. But I have put a down payment on a new vehicle, and I have bought a Honda. Oh God, what is the model? It's a Honda scooter, and it's I'm getting into scooters. Yeah, it's a Honda PC Honda. Let me pull this up. Here I am. I've been studying all day, and I just lost my mind here. Scooter. I'm going to pull this up, and then I'll share the – it's in the Power Sports section here. PCX, the Honda PCX. And it's a 125cc, gets 110 miles to the gallon now. Mystic just gave me the technique. Woo-hoo, for getting an icon. You are a great person for telling me that, because I'm going to get a really radically cool – I'll get a skull, man. Well, anyway, if you go out to the Honda Power Sports site, I'm going to pull in, and this is, here we go. I got to pull this over here. It's Street Scooters. And, yeah, it's $3,399 gets you the PCX. And this thing is selling like hotcakes. And, I'm going to use it for tooling around and doing some ghost hunting and going to ghost towns and just, you know, get into a little riding club. But anyway, I popped that out there for you guys to take a look at what I'm going to be getting into. It can ride two. I'm not being paid to sell this because I'm just buying it, and so it should be here next week. Mine is colored white, and it was the only color I could get because the red was not available. Of course, I love red, but I've decided that it's meant to be. And so I'm going to have it custom artwork put on it with lots of ghosts and spiritual things. And so mine will be absolutely unique. So we're going to be doing that. Yeah, don't call me Scooter there. That's not a good idea, Amethyst. No. But I'll tell you what, when the gas is $5 a gallon again, which it looks like it will be, you know, there's going to be a lot of people going, hey, that guy was thinking ahead of the curve. So anyway, yeah, take it to Vegas. Oh, you're talking to Jen. Yeah, I could drive it to Vegas. Yeah, of course, my butt will be completely made of iron by the time I'm there. Let's see. Okay, so I'm going to save Mystic's instructions there. I'm going to try to grab all that. Let me see. Can I snag that? I don't know if I can, but I'll just put that off to the side. Yeah, I can do that. Okay. Anyway, no callers yet. Rented lips. Yeah, let me try that again. Yes. Okay, backwards. Now, 646-478-0377 to do a call-in if you want a reading. Or you would like Frank, save me, call in and ask a question for the ovulus. Frank. So anyway, let's see. Mystic is feeling a lot better. Not that anybody knew you were sick. Your first show in weeks doing a happy dance. You're the same as me. We should we should do a show together and celebrate each other's health. Claranormal. Claranormal, I see Claranormal out there quite a bit. You're doing a lot of shows, and you do some of the same stuff I do, if I have heard right. And more power to you, man. There's more folks doing great stuff out here. So Mystic is happy, and yeah, thank you, Jim. What's an ovulus? Oh, my God, Bob H., what's an ovulus? An ovulus is, let me turn this on. I got the PC, the PX here. There we go. So we can ask questions. And the theory is with these devices, this is it's an electromagnetic, EMF detector, it would be the word, coupled with a voice computer. And it's a great tool for pulling in spirits who are able to come in and manipulate the device and actually influence it to say things from the dictionary. And so we're able to get all sorts of interesting words and sayings and utterances in regard to questions that are posed to it. Frank is a big guy for that. He's done that in the past. So I'm kind of hoping he dials in, because I am going to be dying here. But I've got 90 minutes. I can make stuff happen, because if nobody calls, I'm going to do a thing for myself, and you guys get to listen to the whole thing. Of course, we'll take a break too, so everybody can do bathroom time. So we'll be doing that. But anyway, oh, we got a caller. And we got a hand up. Oh, my goodness, we got a hand up. Let me see. I wonder who that could be. You're on the air, 978.
Hi, John, it's Frank.
Frank, you're the man. Welcome back, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, April.
You're still in school?
Until April.
Pardon me?
I'm in school until April. Then I'm done.
Whoa, then you're done? Then what do you do?
Maybe more school. Don't know yet.
Whoa. You're going to get your doctorate, or you're going to go beyond that?
Someday between now and 2050.
Oh, that's... But what about that big thing that you were going to do? You were going to do something with a big research project you were working on, as memory serves. Before I got sick, I remember we talked about that.
Oh, it's still there, that project, but that's a little later in the future.
Okay. Well, I know you like the ovulus. And so did you want to try an ovulus session here tonight, and we'll see what we can pull out here?
Sure.
Okay, let's do it. So I'm going to go ahead and pop this puppy in. And let's pull this in together.
Is it a Larry Lloyd?
I've got to remember how to use this thing. Here we go. Okay, can you guys hear me? I think we're good. All right, so that is going to just... first, I think what we're going to do is we're just going to pose to...
Ray on. Jackie. Reality on.
Wow, it's really going. That was like immediately. I was just getting set to say, hey, start talking.
Let's
see if I can turn that down. There we go. There's the one that's doing that. Okay, so I'll tell you what. Let me do a check recording. Okay, testing 1, 2, 3. And let's see. And can you still hear me?
Yep.
Okay. I am just making some adjustments on the board. I haven't been in here in quite a while. Okay, that thing is talking like crazy. All right, I'm going to go ahead and turn it up. I'll start with a five count. So here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go, Frank.
Where do you see me in the fall?
Your seat. Seat. Minute. Norman. Two. Netway. Pause. Touch. Mod. Talk. Creep. Turn.
Okay.
Lock. Bond. Rent. Justin. Area. Lot.
Okay, I'm going to end it off. There. All right, there we go. Stop. Okay, can you just give me a little talk there, Frank? I just want to make an adjustment here on the board. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, I'm just trying to find the right. Okay, we're just getting this all figured out. And let me see. I'm going to do a little cutting here. We're in compression, so we get some of your voice. And I haven't been in this studio in so long, it's like getting used to everything again. I'm in Studio B, and it was like, it was so cold in here this morning. I mean, I had to come in and heat it up for the, because I had a show at 3 o'clock. I was on another show on Z-Talk Radio, and man, it was weird just coming back in here and figuring this all out. Now, here we go with your question. Okay, let me keep trying to get that to come up. Can you hear that, Frank?
Vaguely.
Okay, let me try again.
Where do you see me in the fall?
Okay, where do you see me in the fall? I'm
yep.
just trying to get this. Okay, the first three responses, let's just go with that.
Your seat. Seat. Minute. Your seat. Seat. Minute.
Miss seat. Missing seat. Minute.
Your seat. Seat. Minute.
I don't know what that means, but we're just going to go past it. Missing seat minute. And now here we go. Two more.
Norman. Turf. Norman. Turf.
Norman Turf. Is there any place like Norman nearby you?
Norman. Turf.
No.
Okay. That's just an interesting set of responses. So here we go with the next set. It's three different words from the looks of it.
Netway, pond. Netway, pond.
Netway pond.
Netway pond.
I don't know what that's. I think it's just going kind of random speech. I mean, that's kind of the sense I'm getting with this. Let me shorten up a couple of pieces here. Okay, next three.
Touch, pond, torque. Touch, pond, torque. Touch, pond, torque.
Wow, it's not making sense at all tonight. So I think it's just getting, it's interesting to see what we get here. Let's just keep going.
Three turns north,
or three turns something like that. It's like speaking directions. Now, do you know where, are you actually going to be moving away from where you're at right now, Frank?
I'd like to, but we will be south, not north.
Okay, three turns. So you know for sure you're moving north, right? Or south?
Well, I would like to. I'm not for sure that I'm going to, but I would love to.
Okay.
Turn left. Turn left.
Okay, let me play the next four, and we're almost towards the end here.
Blonde, red, Justin. Blonde, red, Justin. Blonde, red, Justin. Blonde, red, Justin.
Is the place you're going to be like an apartment or, you know, something like that?
Well, if I move, definitely will be an apartment. Is that something about rent?
Yeah, it's saying blonde, rent, Justin. Blonde rent Justin or Justice, something like that. Blonde rent Justice or Justin. It's kind of weird. I mean, you never know what you're going to get with the ovulus. That's kind of why I like the ITT stuff. But it's fun to do, you know, because you never know what it's going to do, you know.
I do have to say, the first part, the one who sort of really, like, misses it minute, before when Simone it, I thought he said something about New Jersey, and I do know somebody named Norman in New Jersey.
Okay. We'll go back to that one. I'll do this last set, and then we'll run back to that. So let's see. Here's the last three.
Area, not
Pam, and
area, not
Pam, and okay, and that wasn't real, that last one. Area, mutt. And it likes the
area,
word mutt.
Not. Area, not.
Okay. It seemed to be talking about locations, areas, and places, so it seemed to be trying. And, you know, normally I have that on for some time and then let it settle down. So, again, we're a little rusty here, but we're getting back in the saddle. So here we go again. We'll just play that first few of them.
Minute.
Something about sitting for a minute. I think if that's, if I'm reading that right, so you're going to be sitting down for a minute. let's try this again and go to the second set.
Norman turn that way.
That doesn't sound through. More like Northland through getaway to me.
Norman turn that way. Norman turn that way.
Could be. Getaway. That does sound more like it. I wish I had it. One of the things that the PCX has is a serial port on the side of it that then you can hook into the computer and run their program. And you can actually get you can see the words because, you know, it's funny. The voice circuit on it, as nice as this unit is, leaves a lot to be desired. But when you have the port hooked up with this special serial cable, you can actually see the words, and it can make more sense. So we're kind of at a disadvantage right now. But you know, I'll tune that up. I'll get that for the next time we do this. But I'm just going to say it's talking about something north, and it kept kind of going to those kinds of words that you're going north. And remember all the times you've called in the past where we've had things and you said no, and then you've called back and gone, well, it did work this way. So I just got a feeling things are going to change. So, you know, hang in there because I just got this feeling you're going to be going through some probably some directions you weren't sure of that were going to happen. So what else is going on, though? Thing that in April that you end, what, do you graduate? Or?
Yeah, I graduate.
What are you getting for your certification? You know, what's your degree?
Oh, at this point, it shows my bachelor's science.
All right. So you could probably go for a master's and continue on. Yeah, but you're going to be thinking about that?
That will be the ideal situation, yeah.
Okay. Well, then, you know, I'll tell you, I got my bachelor's in 2008, and it was, boy, they came back within 6 months, my university, and said, hey, you want to come back and get this? So I'm going, I don't know. That was a lot of work. You know, and at my age, it's like, I think I've proved myself, you know. I don't think I feel the need to go further with it, but you're a young man, so I think, you know, that really helps your bottom line. I think that's going to help you go forward. So, you know, more power to you. Good luck to you on that. You know, maybe taking a break and have some fun. You need to get out there and have a little fun before you go right back into the work, you know.
Oh, definitely. And for somebody in the chat that said blonde friend Justin, I did have a friend named Justin, and there is a connection to a blonde person to him. So, who knows?
Oh,
maybe. Wait. Oh, pardon?
Yeah, let me play that back kind of in its whole thing here. Here we go.
Not blonde friend Justin, area not. Not blonde friend Justin, area not.
Not blonde friend Justin, area.
Not blonde friend Justin, area not.
Not blonde rent
Justin, area not.
Not rent, something blonde rent in area. Rent in area. Something about in the area. So, you know, when I play the whole thing together, instead of, because I strung it together and played a little more. Let me go back a little more there.
Great. Turn. Not blonde. Rent. Justin. area.
Three turns. Okay, so think about that. So it's talking about three turns and then something in the area and about Rent and this blonde. So just kind of keep that in the back of your mind. Who knows what this might turn into, but I think that's they're giving you a pattern that this is going to be making sense later. So let's just see what happens.
Well, I mean, it could be like, I don't know, it's like, as I said, it could be to, if I do leave on the other place, to wash out when I move, maybe.
Okay. Well, I hope that helped there. And, hey, thanks for calling in and giving me a...
Definitely, like I said, like the first time we did this, it completely made no sense. And like the next day, it made a whole lot of sense. So we'll see. I may note on everything.
Yeah, not all of them work, but I'll tell you what. Even I, like the ones I've done with you in the past where, you know, I go, you know, later on you feel like you've got your tail between your legs and then you go, oh, God, that didn't work out good. And then the next day I get a letter from you and you're like raving. And I've learned just with regard to these kinds of readings, when you know, you do get a strange result like this, just be patient, because it will generally, about 70% of the time, I've seen them pan out to something. So let's see what happens. You always come back with interesting stories, so we'll go from there. Yeah. But, hey, thanks for calling in. Sure appreciate it. Okay. And let's see. I'm going to go ahead and save that because I just want to make sure we do, as I like to save these things, and export. There we go. Export, and that's going to be Frank Living Situation. And we'll save that. There we go. Okay, and let's see who we got going on here. I always think people, Mystic is saying, I always think I know what people look like when I hear them. I crack up when they're different. That's so true. God, Mystic, that's so true. I mean, you see them on Facebook and you're going, what? That's not the person I had in mind. And other times you do have them pinned exactly. You know, and it's not surprising at all. And let's see, full chat room tonight. Good to see all you guys. Let's see, we've got, what are we, 8:42 here on the West Coast. So we got about an hour, 15 minutes. I'll take a break at 9 o'clock and play a little music and then give everybody a chance to go water the lilies and do all that stuff we do and then come back. We'll play a little music. Let's see, I am going to be doing some work here in the coming week. We're going to be, I'm going to make some decisions, by the way. I'll kind of do some announcements and stuff. With the change with Kathy not being a co-host anymore, I had moved the shows to Thursdays, and I'm going to be, Friday. Fridays I had been doing the show. And I'm going to be moving things around to a day that's and a time that's a little easier on me and also everybody else, and find out what the best times are for doing that. So I'm going to be kind of examining those options. So that I, you know, now that I'm feeling pretty good and I'm back in the saddle, we'll be doing regular shows again. And so it's good to be back from all of that. But we'll get that all settled and come up with some options for the future. With the regular shows at an hour that makes everybody happy, and we get a big audience in like tonight. Saturdays are actually pretty good, I think, you know, because look at all you guys showing up at 8 o'clock. This is great. So it could be Saturdays. That was my old slot from before. And then, of course, we do shows on Sundays. We have the interview shows. And I'm definitely needing to get back in the game there and get some interviews going. And I got my friend, matter of fact, over at Rolling Hills, Sharon Coyle. I'm going to try to give her a call and see if she wants to do a show tomorrow and talk about all the stuff going on at Rolling Hills Asylum. Of course, you've seen them. She was on Ghost Adventures here, I think, in the last season, and that was just a great show. That was the episode where they caught the door being slammed right in front of them. And a lot of stuff went on in that place in Rolling Hills Asylum. I think it was in the thousands of people that died there. And a lot of graves right on the property. Sharon's afraid to dig out there because she keeps running into bones. So it's definitely got its issues. I do see a caller out there without their hand up. I got the 847, and that's the one I think listening. And then I've got a Skype caller. So I do have a hand. Yeah, I see 847 with the hand up, so I'm going to go ahead and pop that. The hand came up. Okay, 847, I think I've got you there. Hello?
Hi, John. It's Priestley.
Hi, Priestley. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I can talk. Boy, I'll tell you. About 10 days ago, man, there was nothing coming out of these pipes. It was something. I was like whispering, and it's amazing what antivirals and antibiotics can do for a guy, you know. So, and a lot of rest. They had me resting, so I've been doing what they said, and I feel a lot better. But how are
you? You can't do anything but rest. All that bad weather you're having up there.
With the weather, it's actually improved today. I was out, I went outside for a bit. It really got nice and sunny. Temperature got up in the, you know, almost to 50, but temperature tonight is going to drop down to about 18 here. So I've got right after the show, I get to go out in the field, and first I shut down the well, and then I got to go open up all the pipes and drain them. So despite the fact we're a modern 21st century broadcast facility here, I'm also the chief cook and bottle watcher. So I get to do all those wonderful things and drain the lines. And our poor neighbors next door, their well went out, so they're actually we've got a hose running across to their ranch next door. So I have to run over there too and tell them, okay, disconnect so you can drain, because otherwise in the morning they'll have ice inside the in that line. So we've got to drain that and let it all do its thing. So that's what's going on. I mean, before you know it, it's going to be spring, and I just can't wait to get on my PCX and go riding. I just need a girl to jump on the back with me, and we could go ghost hunting. Eh? So, anyway, yeah, or go metal detecting, or just go out and just look at the scenery. I don't know, but anyway, yeah, ooh, burr. Yes, yeah, ooh, burr, Gerber Daisy is saying, ooh, burr. But anyway, hey, what's going on? I mean, you got something going on you want to talk about, or... Or what are you doing? Because I know you're in Arizona now, right? You're in Arizona.
I am. I'm in Arizona. I'm going to school. The class that I had today was Sacred Agreements, and it was phenomenal. I went into a light trance, and this entity that called itself the Great Angel, it didn't give me a name. appeared, and it was probably the most powerful being that I've ever come across.
Whoa.
And it was just like, I am the Great Angel, and I'm like, okay. And I was just blown away. I would like to have had a name. I guess that's my question, if they're willing to give me one tonight, is if they would give me a name. The other people that were in there were Mother Teresa, my mother, and Marie Laveau. Those were the other three entities that were in the vision with this angel.
Whoa. And it wouldn't give you a name. You know, it's funny with angels, and I'm not big on angel, all the angel hierarchy and all that. But what I do know about them is they hold very little... human value when it comes to names. That seems to have been something I picked that up along the way, and Kathy has talked about this a few times with me. And they just seem to be more interested in what their qualities are and their energy than they are about giving, you know, they kind of look at us and go, oh, you poor humans, you need a name. Yes, of course. And then they give us something like Michael or, you know, whatever, you know. But, you know, the Great Angel, I think that's as good as any. You know, I think that I don't think that if it decided to name itself that, it means it's a pretty high-ranking angel. And when you say it's the greatest entity you ever saw,
it was.
It's describing its rank. It's describing its role. You know, and it's not an it. It's a being with this amazing energy. And you know, that would be immediately. You know, the question would be, why did it appear to you? What do you think brought it to you?
You know, I really don't know. We were doing what our sacred contracts were, and we went into a meditation into the Akashic Records, and we were there, and all of a sudden, you know, there was my mom, and, you know, there was Mother Teresa, who I, you know, really never encountered in any of my meditations before, but lo and behold, she showed up. And then I was just overtaken. I looked up, and there was this just amazing, beautiful, powerful, loving being. And I was just like, it was almost like whatever I have, if I was asked anything, I really don't remember, but I probably would have said yes. So it's just one of those, wow, okay.
You know, do you know much about your past lives? Because, I mean, I did get something here. You know how it works. I mean, you get that sudden flash and you know.
Yeah.
But do you know, what do you know of your past lives?
I know some things. I know that in one of my past lives, my father was an angel and my mother was a human. I know that in another, I was a slave owner.
Mm-hmm.
And in another, a very, very long time ago, I was, or I am, it's because I feel the strongest pull to this one, a high priestess.
That, yeah, because I didn't want to play off your name, because I found is when you get the impressions, don't edit, you just go with it. What I got was two visions of you, your soul, in two different, wildly different times and places. One was just as a Tibetan priest.
Mm-hmm.
As a Tibetan monk, basically, but, you know, essentially a priest. The other was South American Incan priestess. So, you know, I caught in on that. You know, I dialed in on the one that you had. It was Incan, like an Incan priestess. You know, and you were like you've always been attracted to that. It's like your soul was attracted to that, those roles and the majesty of that kind of thing. But it was simple. It was not all ornate. It was a simple life of like service kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that seems to be. I have a feeling you have been working with this great angel, if you will, and some of these others for quite a long time. And this has just been part of your continuing soul, you know, soul evolution and this whole work you've been doing. So it just to see those two scenes. I mean, these were hard lives. They weren't easy. You know, by no means, but you were in these lives. You were greatly respected, you know, and given a lot of accord and deference. So it was a high-ranking position, you know, but a lot of hard work. You know, it's just interesting that it would appear to you. It appeared to you. I mean, do you get the feeling you're going to see this angel again?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, I would. I would pose some questions. I would kind of prepare a meditation with, you know, and just pose those questions and then be ready, because I think you're going to get some surprising answers out of this. Because, I mean, I am not getting much directly from this entity. I mean, it's you know, of course, it's just not, I think it's really personal to you. And it's going to surprise the hell out of you. That part I'm pretty well figuring is going to be the case here. But it seems to be it's a real personal matter between you and this entity. And you've got some interesting times ahead, I can say that. The slave owner thing, that's striking to me that you would go into a life like that. What did you think of that when you found out about that life?
It was interesting. There was a lot of forgiveness there.
Yeah.
There was some realization about the life that I've lived to date and some of the things that happened to me along the way. It's almost like when I came in, I felt like I needed to suffer to atone for my crime. That was the other thing. One of the things that came across was that my debts have been paid in full. And so that, to me, is freeing, as I can now step into the greatness that is inside of me without having to worry that I'm going to continually pay for the things that I've done in the past.
Yeah, that's the thing with these with the different lives we lead. I mean, you know, these continuing themes. I had the thing in my past life. I've only done one past life regression, so I only know about a couple of my lives. But one of them was as an Indian, not far from here. And this was in the last, I'd say, 400 years. So I'm in Northern California. This would be extreme Northern California. And it was a tribe in that area. And I was just a lowly soldier. I was a warrior. And I was run through with a spear and killed in battle. And I have always had a horrific fear and yet fascination of knives and sharp implements. And so I actually have a sword collection. A number of different, you know, rare and intricate swords and, you know, really interesting pieces and different kinds of knives. And yet I still have the horror of it. You know, so it's kind of a weird thing. And so, you know, I never knew where that came from until I did this regression. And I'm going, oh, that's what that's about. Okay, weird, but, you know, so you never know what's going to carry through. And of course, you know, the people that are born with scars, you know, and different physical characteristics from past life injuries and things like that. You know, that comes through, but yours seems to be a service, and really you took on like burdensome stuff, really hard stuff, where you're really taking in and accelerating the growth by just doing your really hard missions. So, my tip of the hat to you.
Well, we do a lot of regression work here. I was speaking to someone the other day, and she was like, well, what's the school like? And I'm like, it's being like being with your soul family on a daily basis. There's not anyone there that's not on, you know, a journey to enlightenment. And so we do a lot of past life work, and what we found is that our birthmarks are from different past lives. And I had a past life where my hands got cut off. And the place where my hands got cut off is exactly where my birthmark is.
Whoa.
And it was really kind of freaky to me. I went, it's because she was telling us after the fact, and I looked down at my arm and I went, oh, shit.
Yeah.
There's some merit to this stuff.
Yeah, I really think that. I've got a couple of scars on my face that were there from before, and I have no idea what those are about. But what's funny is I wonder what it's going to be like in the next life, because I also was hit when I was 26. I was sawing a tree not more than 50 feet from where I'm sitting right now, here in Studio B. I was chainsawing a tree. I was 26 years old, and the tree had pressure on top of it that I didn't see. It was another tree was leaning on it, and when I cut it, it threw the saw right into my face at full power.
Ooh.
And I threw my jaw forward and I tried to hold it back, and my father had disconnected the safety stop, so the blade kept running and it hit the bottom of my jaw, and it tore all the muscles out on the just under the jaw, and I had a piece of bone actually cut out. And so my surgeon did a great job. You know, it took 5 years of for the nerves to all knit, and I would sometimes feel like somebody threw water on me and stuff, but I've got a nice little, very thin scar. It's not immediately noticeable, but I wonder what it's going to be like. I just think it'll be interesting to see in the next life if that shows up on whatever body I choose to inhabit. But I do believe that stuff happens. I think that, you know, these strange, you know, things that we have in our bodies are really meaningful. It's just interesting to see somebody get a validation like that. You know, you look down and go, holy crud, you know.
Right.
I mean, did that come to you, or was it somebody that had described that life to you? I mean,
The life came to me. Uh-huh. We were doing, what class were we in? I think we were in past life regression class, the first one. And it came to me, and then afterwards when we were in class, Linda was telling us about different things, birthmarks, and I just went, wow, okay. Because I did another one after that, and I ended up, and this is weird, but I ended up giving birth to a me that died at birth.
A what that died at birth?
a different me in a past life that died at birth.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's different. That's you know, in programming parlance, that's like instantiating a class of priestly. Priestly. It's like, how does that work? That is like,
yeah. It was rather bizarre.
Yeah, that's like, I'll just create another version of myself and be my own parent. That's cool. I like that. I've heard of things along those lines of souls occupying more than one body, as one soul that can do that, and that's, I don't know what that's called. I think there would be a term for that. If somebody in the audience knows that, you know, please share that, but that is the neatest stuff. These techniques you're learning, what do you intend to do with all this when you're done? Is this just personal exploration, or are you going to be facilitating others, you know, down the road? Or,
you know, when I first went to school, it was just where I was led to be. And now that I've gotten into it and seen the healing that can be done as a result of it, this is what I want to do with the rest of my life. I want to help people heal this life through, and the healing isn't just from the past lives. The healing can set up the next life because there's no limitation on time and space. So you can effectively create, pretty much set up your contract before you leave here to go into your next life.
Yeah, that's the thing I've sort of picked up on with the work I'm doing with this here. I mean, it's, provide the forum, do the things that we can do to bring people together and try to help people where you can. You know,
yeah.
It's just, you're reaching out and doing the best you can with what you got, and it's imperfect, but you figure it out as you go, you know. But I like what you're doing. What do you think it's going to be? Are you going to do readings? Or are you going to do, consultation where you help people regress, or you regress with them? And what do you think that's going to turn into?
Well, right now, because I don't know who else is going to do this with me. But we're working on a couple of different projects. There is some people that I'm working with on a project to make a documentary. And then there's seminars that I'm putting together to help people in this area, specifically underprivileged people, because they're the ones that I believe really need the help. And there's a school that I'm working with that's building a playground for the homeless, and one of the fundraiser events that I'm doing is going to be for them. So that's what I'm doing, like on a group level. On a personal level, I'm going to do some past life regression work. I'm already doing sessions with people to help them through stress management, weight management, smoking, those types of things. And I'll get my clinical certification in April.
All right. So you're really, that's funny. It's good that you're mixing those sorts of subjects in with the spiritual side, because they so dovetail, you know. And you run into a lot of people doing that kind of work that are, you know, when you push them a little, you know, further and scratch them a little deeper, you know, all of a sudden you find out they're like us. They're weird too. Yeah. And they like they're spiritual, man. Yeah, you're in.
Well, and that's the thing I like about being here, though, is because the school that I go to, I mean, everybody is like on their own spiritual path and very loving and very accepting of everyone else. And there's none of the prejudices that go on. And I think that in the outside world. And so it's just like you walk on the property and it's like sacred ground. And sometimes we have to stay grounded because we all want to go upstairs and play. But, you know, we're there to learn. And so, you know, we have to make sure that, you know, we're present for our facilitators.
Yeah, it's that's the thing I've been you know, kind of seeing a lot of, you know, like all this harsh physical stuff we're going through right now. You know, a lot of people are, you know, I brought that up earlier a little bit, but really paying attention to what's happening in your physical domain, especially with regard to energy, you know, i.e. money and, you know, and your personal, you know, personal energy and your personal power. You've got a budget of that, so much of that, and it's really, you really are, we're being stretched a lot of ways, and it's really, in some ways these things are good that are happening, in other ways it's terrible, but what it's doing is it's compressing it down to just what do you need to work with to be able to have a good life and a life that you want and that you can make choices with. And the other is, you know, what are you going to do when things, you know, get to a point where change is all around you, and how do you react to that? Like, you know, this food price thing going on, you know, you could react to it and with a lot of anger, or you can look at it and say, well, I'm going to plant a garden this year, and then I'm going to go learn about all that. You know, and I mean, I'm going out to learn how to forage. I'm taking some classes on how to go eat off the land. And California,
right.
I mean, we are. We're filled with, you know, there's plants everywhere you can eat. In your area of the world, in the desert, there's place. You know, there's all kinds of plants you can go forage and eat. So, you know, it's not so much that I'm saying I'm going to live off the land like that. Of course not. But it every little bit helps, you know, and it's good to know how to do these things. And so it gets you connected more back to nature, and you're being shown some of the ways, old ways, that people lived in the past and that kind of thing. So, you know, it's a... It's interesting, you know, I mean, because you go out there and you learn to do these practical things and you find out more about yourself as a person, you know, and I mean, I'm going to be planting, it's funny, I've talked to you guys, you know the name of the ranch here is the Broken Tree Ranch. There's a reason for that, because I got a lot of busted trees here from all the storms, and I'm one man and I couldn't do it by myself. And I was at my doctor's office, and I was just, you know, a friend of mine there, who's my nurse practitioner, she looked at me and she was saying, how are you doing, John? And I said, you know, I don't have the physical strength anymore to try to manage big trees by myself, and I'm scared of it. I'm scared to do this. I can get killed, and then, you know, that's not good. And she looked at me and she says, you don't worry about that. We're going to send somebody up. And I went, huh? And so later on, matter of fact, about, you know, last week, knock at the door, and here came a young man who had used grew up next door to us, and through her little chain of spiritual connections, she sent him and one other man are going to come out and help me get these trees dealt with. At the same time, my cousin sees everything going on, calls up and says, you've got me for 3 weeks if you want me to help you get the property dealt with. And I'm going, oh my God,
wow.
It's just what I need, you know, so I'm going to be able to get, you know, these things dealt with. Well, one of the things I've been after is to get my yard here next to Studio B set up so we can put the garden a little closer for Mom. So we're going to be able to actually get all these trees out. They're going to bring over heavy equipment to help deal with all of this. And it's just, you know, and all I did was, you know, it's funny because I was at my wit's end, and I finally went, just threw it to God and said, you figure it out. I can't do this anymore. I was trying to figure out what to do and couldn't. And out of that came the help. You know, so a big tip of the hat to Sky Boss, and to all the great people out there that are helping out. You know, it's just, you know, if I wasn't here holding it together, none of it would work. But at the same time, I can't do the physical anymore. But, you know, I've got Teflon in my belly now. I'm a cybernetic organism. I just can't lift like I used to. So, you know, it's a spiritual thing. I mean, don't be afraid to ask for help, guys. You know, pop it out there to God, and then just sit back and wait, because it can happen. Not that you don't do some of it yourself, but anyway, I'm not lecturing. Anyway, but what else is going on with you? I mean, you moved all the way out from where you were out there, and you've been out there for some time in Arizona.
Yeah, I got out here September 21st, and I have just been going to school, spending time with Brenda, you know, just getting involved as much as I can out here, you know.
I need to put a tea.
Okay, baby.
What the heck?
That's Brenda.
Tell Brenda Amanda, the entire audience heard her. I'm laughing. This is good.
Yeah, she's tired, and she doesn't necessarily want to go to sleep, but she needs to go to sleep, and so she's having this battle between herself. I need to go to sleep. I don't want to go to sleep. I need to go to sleep.
You know what? NyQuil does a great job there. Yeah, just chase it out, and the next thing you know, gone. I keep telling Spencer that, my friend Spencer. Yeah, he doesn't believe me. Yeah, I let her Benadryl. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be prescribing drugs on the show. So anyway, I mean, this spiritual school, is that why you moved out there for this one school? I mean,
it is the only school in the country that teaches the classes that it teaches and is eligible for financial aid.
Wow.
And it is an amazing, it started off as a massage therapy school 30 some odd years ago. And Casey is just absolutely wonderful. She's the founder of the school, and she has just built this sacred place where we can just all come and figure out where it is we are, what we want to do, and who it is that we're supposed to serve. Because we all want to serve in some way, shape, or form, but we often don't realize who it is that we're supposed to serve, and we want to serve the world, and everybody has their part. And so SWEHA just helps you figure out who it is that you're here to be of service to, and then gives you the tools to go out and be of service.
Have you figured that out for yourself? Has that shown up in Beyond the Great Angel there?
Yeah, it shows up. My first 100 hours, I had a migraine in every class. There was serious, even though I knew that that's where I was supposed to be, it was like, okay, it's like the whole peeling the onion thing, you get to the core. And
yeah.
So my core issues came rising to the top. It was like, okay.
Oh.
And I really had to, yeah. It's like, okay, I'm here, and I'm here for a reason, and I'm going to continue to come. I had to take a crystal, class with me every class. Fortunately, there's a lot of at every class, there is either a meditation or a sacred circle. It's just like that. And so you really do, if what you want is to be a service, then you need to make sure that your own house is in order. And that's, it just is what it is.
That's,
you really do take a look at yourself.
That's the thing, as I was bringing it up earlier, is you're no good to anybody else if you can't, if your stuff isn't all put together and your health and spirit and mind aren't all at in balance,
Yeah.
And, I was bringing up society, it's like always kind of chiding people. You've got to put other people first. Well, yeah, but you got to be, you got to have your stuff together in one sec before you can deal with all the rest of it, balance is everything. So it's that's neat to see it. I mean, financial aid, that was an interesting trick to pull off in this day and age for them to get that,
Yeah. They're like Linda. Linda's my the teacher that I have the most. And she's phenomenal. She is just absolutely phenomenal in her credentials and in the way that she gives us instruction, in the way that she deals with us, in the way that she gently pushes us to be the best that we are. And how she does that, I have not figured out yet, but I'm going to get it one day.
I have a feeling she's probably one of those souls who's near graduation to the point where she won't have to incarnate again, and she's just she's been tied into her identity for quite some time. That would just be an instinctual feeling that she's just really, really evolved and can kind of look at you and size you up and know exactly where you're at and what your, you know, what your limitations are and what to do to get you to grow. You know, that's you know, it's funny. I've got a new manager in my work, and he's the same way. It's kind of spooky. He's 10 years younger than me, and he looks at me, and he'll say the damnedest things. And, you know, and I think I'm halfway good, and then I find out how little I really know, and it's like you get really humbled. And it's just a good thing, you know, because it, you know, he's got me going back and looking at basic things and looking at it in a new way. And so I've been trying new experiments, and it's got me re-excited about my old career that I've been in for quite some time. So, you know, it sounds like you got a really good teacher there. I mean, how much longer do you have left to go?
Well, for the this first program that I'm in, I've done. I'll graduate in June, and then I will take 2 months off, and then I'll come back in September and start a new program. So right now I'm taking my business classes, so like seminar and presentation. There's nutrition classes. I have to take the rest of my Reiki classes, so there's those things that I have to take. Now, my specialty, however, is hypnotherapy, and like I said, it wasn't that when I got there, but seeing all of the healing work that can be done as a result of, you know, just helping people and the simplest things. I mean, when you're in a regression session with someone, they are in control, and you just go wherever, you know, they go, and you just hold space for them sometimes. And there's, you know, questions that you insert here and there, but it's their journey, and you are holding space for them, and you're making them feel safe and comfortable and, you know, allowing them to heal from the past, whatever is affecting their life today. And it's just amazing to experience.
And the way that you're doing this in a classroom situation, they're bringing real people in with different real problems and kind of working through it with professionals teaching at the same time, right? It's kind of a, you know, they come in and they just, you know, they're getting the help they need, but at the same time, you got all these people looking over shoulders and taking notes and learning, right?
Mm-hmm. And then we have we do a lot of clinics where people, and all of our clinics are complimentary, where anybody can come in and get the help that they need.
So another, you're going to take 2 months off, because I'm going to be out that way. I'm going to be coming out that way in that time frame. I'm actually going to be going out to northern Arizona to stop in and see Dominica. And I don't know if she's, I don't know how she's doing. She's been having a tough time of it lately, but see Dom, and then I might get down to Phoenix way, because I don't know where you're at. But I'll say, hey, I'm in town. Phoenix is a small town, of course. You know, everybody knows everybody there. There's only, what, you know, 11 million, I think. So,
yeah, it's the Phoenix area. Mesa and Tempe are a lot smaller.
Yeah.
But because the school is in Tempe, and I actually live in Mesa, but Phoenix is right here.
Well, I hope to get down that way. So, you know, definitely, you know, probably bring the Mustang again. She's going to be in great shape here once she gets out of her enforced solitude and new parts being put in. But it could have been a lot.
I have to warn you: if you bring the Mustang, you may not get her back. Just saying.
Sarah is permanently bonded to this this man here. she's my car baby. That's just that car and I have gone a long way together. She took me down there the first trip and did a great job. And then what happened was on the way back, my tachometer started acting up, and I thought it was the engine. And all of a sudden, it just crapped out the tach, and then I realized it's the instrument cluster. And then the gas gauge went right after that, and then I started having, you know, strange things were going on with the instruments, and I couldn't tell what was what. So I found out it's $500 for a new instrument cluster, and then labor on top of that. So got
wow.
that plus an 80,000 mile, you know. I just told them, look everything over, tell me what's wrong. And they came back, and there were only a few little things that said you did a great job. So, I ain't going to give it to you. No. That's my guess. I'll let you ride in it if you want. You can hang out with me. I'll even let you drive it if I can sit next to you, you know, as a passenger. But I'll take it off with it. So, but yeah, I'll be interested to get back down there. Last time I was in Phoenix was 1993 for training for Digital Equipment Corporation. I think I was down there. No,
when
HP.
When are you coming down?
Well, I'm looking at probably in the it's going to probably be the September, late August, early September timeframe. So it would
cool.
be, so I want to go down there and get some time in ghost hunting and do some spiritual stuff, and then just do some rubbernecking, you know, and just enjoy life. So and stop and see Dom, and produce some shows on the road, that kind of thing, you know. So now that I've got that down, I got all the equipment. Why not? Let's just have a good time. So,
yeah.
But anyway, what's going on in the immediate future? I mean, what things are happening here for you soon?
Let's see. I'm going back on Blog Talk. About that.
You're going to do a show?
I'm going to do prayer meditation in the morning. Probably too early for most of everyone, but I think it's 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and so I'm going to start doing that again. And that's a lot of just, I was speaking to someone Friday, where I think that that's something I'm missing in my life. One of my teachers challenged me to do something that would make me feel good, but would be good for other people as well. And something that I had kind of, you know, been forced away from since I didn't have my own computer for so long. So... And I miss it. So I'm going to start doing that again. And then just school. I'm in school all the time. And then to working on the seminars and, you know, doing different sessions with people, whether it's over the phone or on Skype or in person.
Yeah.
So all of that keeps me busy. I am a busy woman.
Well, when does this start with Blog Talk? When you do your first show?
March 1st.
All right. And so 7:30 Pacific, 10:30 Eastern. Is that you right? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll remember that.
My time, yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll be looking for that. Try to figure out how I can meditate at work while I'm just getting the morning rush. I'll see if I could just record it. Of course, wait a minute. I don't have to record it. I'll play archive back. Hey, I can do that. Heck with that.
I love archive.
The radio. Forgot all this stuff. Good Lord, what's wrong with me?
Well, because I'm the archive queen, and when it comes to you and Kathy's shows, you know, I have them download, and, you know, when I get a free moment, I get to listen. I don't get to call in, but, or be in the chat room, but I've gotten to listen. And, yeah, I mean, you guys have no idea how... what a blessing it has been for me to have you and Kathy be the consistency that you have been for the last 8 months.
Oh, really? Well, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kathy.
Because
Kathy's. Amazing.
She is. And there have, because there have been times where I just call and I listen because I need to hear you guys' voices. I need to know that there are people with whatever I've gone through in the last 8 months, and some of it's been pretty hard, but there are, you know, sometimes you just need to know that there are people out there who love you and that you love them. And to hear you guys on the radio did that for me.
You know, it's funny. Number one, I appreciate that because, I mean, you know, I'm an imperfect human being, and so is Kathy. I mean, you know, I get up, you know, with the stuff that's going on in my life right now, and it's pretty awful. You know, you realize you step back and you go, wow, this really sucks. You know, but then you just get up and keep rolling with it. You know, that's the thing, is you roll with the energy and you just take it and you go, okay, what do I do with this? You know, you can feel sorry for yourself or you can decide, I'm going to do something different here, you know? And, I've been off for quite some time because there's no other option for me, but, you know, I still keep trying to joke with people, you know, and I still try to make people laugh in the middle of, situations that are, you know, pretty desperate, you know, and Kathy, she just keeps doing great things. I mean, when Blog Talk did all this stuff, and cut off all the free shows and, you know, cut it down to a half hour once a day, you know, and it was really, you know, they're just, it's really constricted BTR from what I can tell. She opened up her platform for all these other hosts to come in and save them, you know, and really opened, you know, kept things going. And to me, that's just amazing, you know. And she looked at me and she knew I could stand on my own with, because I was paying for my own, you know, program. And, you know, so I stepped aside to make way. So we're kind of, you know, she's not on right now, but number one, I've missed her terribly. Number two, we are going to be working together, continue with that. So that's going to continue on. But number three, you're just making me want to be a better broadcaster now. I'm going to really study hard, okay? So I can be worthy. We're not worthy. So, but God, you know, thank you for calling in, my friend. I really deeply appreciate it, you know. And what you're doing is really good. You're really going to help a lot of people with it. Yeah, and it's just a special thing.
Thank you.
Yeah. You just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll keep in touch with you. So March 1st, everybody. Look for this show of hers to come out. What do you call it? What's the name of it?
It's under my ID. It's under Priestly Marie. I had a show up until I was doing three shows a day when I left Blog Talk. But
it's the Priestly Marie show, starring of all people, Priestly Marie.
It's simple. It's just prayer meditations and. The meditations will be all about helping people transform into the beautiful beings that they are.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll be looking for that. And I'm going to take a brief. We're at 9:28. I'm going to go ahead and because my throat is parched. And and for all of you out there, we're going to just take just about a 2 to 3 minute break. Put on some good music, and then I think for Jeannie out there, I played this song before, but I am going to do it again, and she'll know what this means. Here it is. I think you guys are going to like this. It's a little bit of country music, but it kind of talks about, it kind of fits this show rather well. It'll probably be the only time you hear it on Soulstream. But we'll be back in about three and a half minutes. And go ahead and stay on if you want, Priestly. We'll be talking with you more here when we get back.
I was getting kind of tired of her in the chatter. Nothing I could say. Neon. action. I paid the man at the door and pushed my way to the bar. Shouted for a drink over a screaming guitar. More action. Little less talk, if you please. A lot more loving is what I need. Let's get on down to the main attraction with a little less talk and a lot more action.
On location with the men of the Imperial Forces. All suspects are guilty, period. Otherwise, they wouldn't be suspect, would they?
And you're listening to Soulstream. We're back here. A little less talk, a lot more action. I thought that was an appropriate song. Jeannie popped that my way, and it was a favorite of mine way back. And I'm not normally into country music, but there's just something about that song. It just really gets you, you know. Anyway, let's see, where are we at on time? 9:32. We got some callers. We did have somebody that was there, and then they just disappeared. Interesting. So we do have a Skype caller, and I'm a little resistant to do this, but let's just see. We'll take the risk. Got to try to imagine that it's for the good of all here. So we have a Skype caller out there, but... I've also got Priestley. Priestley, you're still there, right?
Yes, I'm still here, John.
Okay. I now knight you as a co-host for the night. So you're my co-host for the evening. So you've done well. Yes. You're welcome to this. So I'm going to call you your princess. Yes, the princess of Soulstream. So anyway, welcome aboard. So here we go. It's going to be the Skype caller. I saw your hand up there, Skype caller. You're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, who we got here?
Gabriel.
Got who?
Gabriel.
Oh, hi, Gabriel.
Hi.
I
was wondering if you think if I, okay, my nephew is going through some health problems and my mom and some members of my family, and I was wondering if you think if I tried Reiki or, you know, some type of healing, do you think that this will benefit them?
It can't hurt, number one, we've got the ideal person. It's funny that that would work out that way because I have the ideal person who knows Reiki right here as co-host, princess of Soulstream now, and she would be the authority on this, but I can say this, distance healing is an up-and-coming science, and there's a lot of science to prove that this stuff works. laying on of hands, prayer, anything you can do to help somebody that's ill is definitely going to be helpful. And it's really the intent and the act of pouring energy into that person and towards them that seems to bring the healing energy. So, you know, Priestley, I mean, what do you have to say on Reiki in a situation like this?
Well, Reiki is good for anything if the intention is correct. So it's all about, because anyone can do it. It's just channeling the Great Spirit. And if you're sending healing love and energy and prayer with the intent for that person's highest good, then the highest good will prevail. So there, it's always going to help. There, will it get the results that you want? That's another thing, because that may not be for the highest good. But if it's for the highest good, it will come to pass.
Yeah,
okay.
It's really their soul, but it's really the mission they're on, and whether or not they're choosing to leave the earth plane at this point too. You know, it's a complicated thing. You know, the lesson they're here to learn, and you know, kind of what their plan is, and so they're calling the shots. You know, if they accept that help, then they'll come out of it. If for whatever reason their mission is a little different, so it's really kind of it's almost a free will thing. You know. There's a certain amount of predeterminism in it, but at the same time, you know, you can affect the outcome, you know, if someone cares enough to put the energy in, and it's not all preordained, but yet there is that element of it. And I know that sounds real definite, but what's going? Number one, you sound familiar to me, Gabriel. Have you called in here before?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, when was that? I mean, because I think it was before I went out sick in November.
Yeah, and. It was actually after it, because you were still feeling kind of sick. I think it may have been like your first or second show back. It could have even been your first.
Okay.
I think it was your first.
I remember. Okay, that's it's familiar. I mean, one of the, because I heard the voice, I thought I've heard that voice there before, but then someone in the audience brought that up too. What's happened since then? And, you know, can you give us kind of an overview and what's happened since that show?
Actually, the reason why I called was because I feel like things are starting to develop more for me, healing-wise and other stuff. But the other, I'm uncertain about some of the other stuff that's going on in my life. But I definitely think that I'm getting some type of... help, I guess, you know? And so, you know, that is the reason why I called in, because I feel that I would be able to help my family with healing, but I wanted to make sure that there is, like, no way that I could hurt them, you know what I mean? Cause anything and, you know.
There's definitely no way that you could hurt them with Reiki energy at all. If your intention is pure, that love is sent, and it can do some amazing things. Never, though, would it hurt them because of the place that you're coming from. You're coming from the heart. It works from the heart. It resonates from the heart. It's all about love. And sending love to someone is never wrong.
Okay.
And I think the other thing to do is to let them know you're going to do this. There's a certain amount of, I think, ethics involved in it and getting permission. A friend of mine was going through a recent problem and asked for my help. And I did some things that I know how to do because I've had some spiritual training in other areas that I don't often talk about. And so when that was given to me, to permission to do that, then I did what I know how to do, and that's a perfectly legitimate way to handle it, you know. So, you know, let them know that you're going to do essentially. You could describe it any way you want, or you just tell them, it's prayer. It could be, yes, I'm going to send you energy. You know, maybe they don't want to know all the details, but you're going to send them some healing energy. That's a good way to say it, and just and take it from there and see how they do. You know, most people are perceptive of that. You know, they will say, "Oh yes." So.
Yeah, the family members that I was going to treat, I was going to do it in person, but like my mother, I try to send her healing energy, and she knows that, you know, like what I'm doing. I wouldn't do anything against, without anyone's permission or anything.
Yeah, and have you actually done any of this yet, or is this just you're taking the first step now and deciding to go there?
Well, my mom's been having a lot of trouble at her job, and so I tried to do some stuff. And what was really funny was because she had a meeting at 1, and I was doing it before she went into the meeting, sending energy and, you know, and all this stuff. And I talked to her on the phone, and she didn't know exactly what I was doing, like what, calling in different beings or whatever. And she told me that the mood changed. She said she all of a sudden got this confidence, and, you know, so that kind of gave me like a heads up that, you know, it's like working. But I definitely think that there is higher beings around me, you know, and working with me. That is what I think is developing more. I think that I don't know. I just think that I'm kind of like at an in-between stage or something. I don't know if that makes sense. It's like I don't know exactly.
That makes sense. There's somebody I don't know why I'm saying this, but I'll just go with it. Barbara Brennan is somebody who did a lot of work with, hands-on healing, and she was one of these people that wrote some pretty influential books. I think she runs I think she's in the Arizona area herself, but she runs these centers where she teaches people about healing energy and auras and how to actually see the aura by looking at it and making diagnostics and things like that. And that's kind of what I saw with you. It's along those lines, because a lot of that kind of work does involve helper beings that come in, and you develop a relationship with them, and they work with you. And Priestley, jump in any time here, because you probably I'm probably messing this up pretty well, but I mean, the bottom line is, there are these forces that do help people that are in service, like what you're talking about, and you're taking the first baby steps in that direction as probably a lifetime career or a lifetime goal of getting into that.
Yeah, I think that I was kind of like headed in that direction, but I guess there's some stuff that I still don't understand. But like, I do see a glow around objects, you know, like, you know, everything has energy. I can look at my like a picture frame on the wall, and I see the white glow around it, but I don't necessarily be able to see exactly what ails people. And that's what I wanted to develop more, so that I could help people. You know, that's what made me feel like if I tried something, I would hurt them, because I didn't know exactly what was going on with them. And I feel like I'm developing, but I don't know.
Trust your instincts, for one. I came into being, you know, doing what I do with the mediumship and clairaudience and all this. Nobody handed me a book. I was figuring, I was like, wait, you know, I'm going, what the hell's wrong with me? But, you know, I mean, I figured it out as I went. And then I was able to meet people and find the right books and materials and training and, you know, lessons and go through it all. What I do know is that, number one, it's like Teresa said, is you're not going to cause any harm by just throwing good energy there and trusting those higher powers to do the right thing with that energy, you know, because you're just manifesting it through you with their help. You're their instrument for doing that, and you're being taught what to do. So go with the flow, you know, number one. Number two, I mean, Barbara Brennan, that's a great book to start with. If you're seeing auras, and that's why I got the feeling that there might have been something like this. Hands of Light by Barbara Brennan. I know it's in here someplace. I wish I had it. But there's two books she did that have all of the color charts and plates and all the neat things that show what these look like. That's a good start. You can get it used, I think, at a good bookstore, or, you know, go on Amazon and find a used copy or whatever. But they are out there. And that's good. There's also all sorts of other institutions, you know, like what Priestley is part of, that do this kind of work too. So Yeah, take it a step at a time. This is a long-term commitment that you're doing if you get into this. I mean, it's a life path, and the people that do that kind of work are extremely special. They're God's gift on earth, I mean, literally. So if you're being called to direction.
I kind of have a feeling that I don't have a choice. I know that sounds weird, but and I didn't know this at the time because, okay, when I was little, I too had an experience with some powerful being, but you know, I didn't think about it too much as I was growing up. I knew that this was a powerful being. I called it God. Some people call it different things, but I was shown something and told something, which I'm starting to understand as I get older. And then I got a reading years ago by a lady that told me that I was a healer, and she said, you know, you need to learn stuff, you know, I guess, you know, explore or whatever. And that's kind of what started me on it. So, you know, so I guess now I'm just kind of, you know, I guess just wondering. Still, okay, things have developed, but I guess I'm still wanting to know, like, how this is going to help, you know? Like the book that you recommended I think will help, because that's what I was curious about. If I'm going to be able to help people, I want to know how to help them. You know, exactly. I don't want to just jump into something. I was afraid of hurting people or just causing problems and all that stuff. But
Do you know, every time I go to get on this show, I'm going to be honest. I mean, for an hour beforehand, I'm actually got butterflies in my stomach. I'm actually, after all these years of doing this, I still get butterflies when I come on to see you guys, you know, and it's a healthy anticipation, nervous energy, and it's still, it shows that I have appropriate respect for the topic and that I take what I do seriously in this work. And it's a tough thing, you know, you're reaching down deep and pulling out things and sharing your life with people and doing the things you do. And there's no pay in this for me. I'm not making money at it. You know, I'm paying money. I'm paying to do this. But it's a lot of fun, and it's also a life path, and it's a giving back to the, you know, to those who have given to you, and that's, there's no harm in making mistakes and faltering and learning learn by doing, you know, some of the stupidest people I know have doctorate degrees. You know, and some of the most amazing people I know who are the most capable, you know, didn't complete their education. So it's down to practical knowledge and the people that do, not the people that talk. And you're actually in there trying to do. You're a doer. You know, that's what you're supposed to be doing. you're supposed to be doing. You're a doer, doing stuff.
I would say that you need to just trust yourself and that all that you need will be revealed to you when you need it. As long as you trust your own inner voice, it will never steal your wrong because it has your highest good and your highest intention for you and the people around you. So it will never steal your wrong.
Okay. I just wanted to say real quick, I know when, John, you asked, what was happening since the last call, I did want to say is I think that I'm also getting messages in my dreams, but some I wasn't totally sure if they were warnings or messages that I'm kind of just not getting right now or, you know, what the deal is. And that is, I kind of think, left me a little worried and stuff about kind of, I guess, what was going on, you know?
Number one, you know, it's funny. I actually did a show with somebody who was an expert on brain function with regard to waking up in the morning and having your dreams and then not remembering it. And I found out, you know, and I always wondered why I forgot stuff so quickly in the morning when it came to dreams. It's like, where did it go? I know it was something special, but I can't remember. And it turns out that that's the brain's job. That's what it does. It's flushing those memories and doing all sorts of maintenance, and it's playing this tape of all the stuff that comes out of the subconscious. And a lot of that does have meaning. And if you can develop that as a facility, there are techniques out there. You can research on the internet or look for books on it that can help you do that. One of the things I do, because I'm so bad with my memory, I keep my voice recorder. You know, here I am, a paranormal investigator. I've got voice recorders up the wazoo. So, I mean, I grab that and immediately rattle off the dream, and then later on I play it back. Because then, you know, and then I can remember it, and I can go, oh, that's what that meant. And I can look it up, and I can figure out what this means. So
I would second that. I have voice recorders as well. I keep them right next to the bed.
Yep. So, you know, a lot of people say keep a journal. It's so much easier just to speak it, you know. So just use 21st century technology to help you. It's a good use of it. The other thing is don't read so much meaning into the dream. Sometimes it's just a dream. Sometimes it's not meaningful. So look for the ones that really resonate, and you get that strong gut feel like what you get when you're trying to heal somebody. Then you start paying attention, because it's just like Priestley says, you know, it's that little voice that pops in, and you go, yes. So they do have meaning. Sometimes they don't, and sometimes it is just a dream. But you know, the thing that's encouraging it, you know, and you know, everything you're going through is you're doing. You're where I was 25 years ago, just taking my steps in this and figuring it out as I went. And, you know, and I was walking in not knowing a thing. And it was all bright and fresh to me. And, you know, and I was looking at it going, wow. And you know what? It still is. It's still bright and fresh to me. But I've been a little farther down the road, and I've seen a couple of sites and gone, oh, that's cool. But I'm only a little farther down the road than you. But, you know, the bottom line is it takes courage to keep going. And it sounds like you're already on your dream, your mission there. So, you know, keep taking one step forward at a time. You're going to do great.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. So, more power to you.
Thanks. And I'll take my call.
Okay. Take care. We've got another caller in, and we've got only 9 minutes. So I'm going to make this one quick. 267, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
Hi, my name's Dan. How you doing today?
Hey, pretty good. Yeah. What can we do for you here?
What do you see happening for me this year? Or the relationships and just in general?
What do I see happening to you this year? This is going to be the quickest reading I've done in a while. Okay, first off, I'm getting East Coast with you because of the accent, or you're at least from the East Coast. Would I be correct? I mean, are you
from Philly? Yeah, Philly.
Yeah, okay, so that was good. I'm not going to edit. I'm getting a work challenge. I'm getting some sort of growth at work, some sort of education thing. I don't know what this is, but I'm getting like a growth thing with work, that you're supposed to be doing something new with work, and it's going to be some sort of growth thing, and I don't know what that means, but I'm going to go with that. Is there an educational opportunity or something that's been thrown to you with your work or training?
I'm being trained to be a certified specialist.
Okay, and is that something that you wanted? Okay, well then I would go with that. It's a really big thing for you. It's going to change your career. I don't know what the job is in, but that's the thing that immediately leapt out at me is this training thing. What are you in your late 20s, early 30s?
31, yeah.
Okay, so this would be good for you. It's what you wanted. It's what you want to do. The other thing I would just guess, and this is just but I'm sensing a move, and I don't know where, but I'm sensing there's a potential for a move, an actual home move. You're going to be in a new base, you know, a new location. So that's the thing.
Yeah, I'm moving to Monterey. I'm moving to Monterey.
Okay, well, so I'm hitting it right on the head. Yeah, two for two. And the other thing is. You know, and that's how it works in this field. You know, you got to trust your first instincts. I was going to edit that stuff out, and then I just went to hell with it. I'm going to go for it. And this is the first first few readings I've done since getting sick, so I feel pretty good. I'm back in the game, guys. Okay, I got 6 minutes left here. We'll do one more thing here.
Well, at least
Oh, you want relationship? Oh, God, no, you're in free will territory now, pal. the free will thing, are you in a current relationship? Because I sense you are.
No.
Is it a current? Is there a girl that you got your eye on? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, there we go. It's a relationship. She may not know it yet, but you're in a relationship there. You've got your eye on her, but she's not exactly responding. Or is it she doesn't know yet that you're trying to get her attention?
Both, but she wants a ministry.
Uh huh.
And
she's in.
She wants a ministry.
Okay. So she's in the ministry, and then what else?
Somerset, New Jersey.
Okay, so she's kind of, she's in New Jersey, so some distance from you then?
No, it's like an hour and a half, it's not that far.
Okay. Well, the only thing I'm going to say there is when it comes to the relationship stuff, that's a big one, because free will, the rest of that stuff, we can say some things about, but the free will part, that's where another human soul is involved. And when that happens, anything's open there. The one thing I can say to you is this, being honest about what you want, and putting it out there and being the best you that you can be and not trying to be someone different is probably going to improve your chances. Quite a bit with her and being on
I never met her before. We spoke on the phone. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, but you haven't physically met her, but you've talked to her on the phone. Well, I would say be bold, go for it. You never know what's going to happen until you try. If she doesn't know about this interest that you have, and she's the finest thing you've ever seen, she might need to hear that.
The thing is, she's looking for a platonic relationship.
Say again?
Platonic. She's looking for a platonic relationship.
Oh, right now it's a platonic relationship.
Yeah, that's the way she's a relationship yet.
Well, we got 3 minutes left, so I'm going to just say this one thing. Generally when, and this is a man thing, a man to man, talking about how women perceive, and ladies, you may or may not disagree with this, but, generally by the time, you speak about, 10 words, a gal has generally formed an opinion of you. So, if it's platonic at this point, the best you can do is do everything you can to be, the best you that you can be. And if you can do that and then just keep making your presence known, and then offer to meet for things like lunch, happen to be in the neighborhood, hey, let's get together and do lunch. Do the things that are non-threatening. Call her a friend and do the friendship thing. The next thing you know, that could blossom. So just take it there from there, because those things can change. But, hey, we're running low on time, so appreciate you being on.
Hey, thank you, man.
Hey, take care. Good luck to you, and go get her. It's worth it. Okay. Take care. All right, Priestley, we got about a minute 30 left, and I just wanted to thank you for co-hosting with me tonight. It was a blessing having you here.
Yeah, I wasn't going to jump in on the dating advice. I thought that I'll leave that a man-to-man issue.
He just needs to have confidence in himself and realize that when he projects that his image of himself, that the girl's going to notice that. The energy's going to be out there. So, and you ladies are real good at picking up on in terms of what their energy is and who they really are. And if he
I have no idea. I haven't picked up on anybody's energy in a long time.
Okay, well, I'll leave that alone. But, hey, we got 1 minute left, so I'm going to do the rattle off here real quick. We got Amethyst 72, Claire Normal, Daniel Adams here, Denise in Florida. We got Frank, Gerber Daisy TM, Jeannie Marie. Hello, Jeannie. Mystic Chava. And Quitty, who is the dolphin little girl? I like that. Mary Lou Who and Priestly Marie. So, and to all the lurkers out there, good to see you guys. And we had a great show tonight. It's good to be back in the seat. And I was just so touched that all you guys showed up tonight. So we're back. We're back. Look out. So with that, you'll see us here. We might do a show during the week just for fun, so I may schedule an ad hoc one, but we should be on by next Saturday or Friday, depending on what I decide. So this is Soul Storm, Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, signing off. Going to take it for 5 seconds here. 4, 3, 2, 1, 10 o'clock. So we're off stream. And, hey, Priestley, thanks a lot. You know, it was a great show tonight. So,
that was awesome.
Yeah. So, anyway, I will, matter of fact, I'm going to write down something. Hey. 9-1. Okay, I got it. I got you. I'm just making sure I got your number there. So, I'll give you a call sometime.
Yeah, you should
anyway,
have it.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, you really came in. You came in great on that. I hope we can do a co-host situation again.
Yeah. Anytime. Just
okay.
Let me know.
All right, dear. Well, hey,
I'm usually around on Saturday nights. So.
You're what?
I said I'm usually around on Saturday nights.
Well, you know what? That has strong bearing on what the show's going to be, doesn't it? Okay. So, well, hey, I got to go shut down a well here, so I'll let you go, and much love to you, okay?
Much love to you, sweetie. Have a good night.
You too. See you later, sweetheart.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. And this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, Soulstream, signing off. And it's good to be back, guys. And we're on the deal here. We got it all back. We're back in the game. See you guys later. Bye now.